Good morning, everyone. It is Tuesday, October 8th, 2019. I'm Dave Garrett. Thanks for stopping by. Thanks for listening. We're still with the abundance mindset and working on it, and we always have to ensure that we are practicing it, learning about it, fine-tuning it, honing it, making it better, because we have no choice. Because, you know, once we start believing and we start accepting and we start living in it, then we can start thriving in the abundance mindset. But it's not until we're fully engulfed, fully involved, fully underway with it, that it really truly does work. And how do we get there? Well, we learn. And learning is key to all of this. See, there's learning, and then there's know-it-all. Okay, so understand that learning, well, you should always be learning. Never stop learning. Use learning as a gateway to knowledge and experience. And knowledge plus experience equals wisdom. That's right, wisdom. And a know-it-all, while they may have the knowledge and regurgitate what they know at probably the most inopportune times, however, they usually don't have the wisdom to back it up. And that's okay. They're going to learn. Everybody learns. Everybody's learning whether they want to learn or not. If all that they do is just read the books only to regurgitate the data and the stats and all of that that goes along with it, then kudos to them. But are they truly learning? And like I said, learning comes with time, comes with experience, comes with wisdom. So ensure that you're always in a constant state of learning. It puts you on a level playing field with everyone. Because if you're always learning and you're always out there observing and you're understanding, you're soaking it in, and then you're putting what you learned into practice, then there you go. That's how you create your wisdom. But by being a know-it-all, it puts you out there by yourself. You know, you've heard the old adage, no one likes a know-it-all. Well, they do at the beginning, and then once it just becomes their habit, then you know it's kind of difficult. So refrain from being a know-it-all. Share your experiences. Don't just share that, oh, well, two hydrogen atoms and one oxygen atom equals water. No, it doesn't work that way. Well, I drank water once. There's your experience. And I know that. So it doesn't have to be like that. That's kind of the extreme, but you understand where I'm going with this. So be careful out there. Be careful when you're sharing what you know. But most of all, share that learning is where it's at. Share that with everyone. Just share. Hey, I read this great book. It was this, this, and this. It delivered this. It got me thinking about that. That's it. Let them make their own decisions. Obviously, encourage them to read. Obviously, encourage them to go out there and seek the information that they need on their own. But you can't force it down their throat, no matter how much you'd like to. It can't be done. So be careful. Be careful. So always be learning. Always be in a state of learning, in a constant state of learning. Always have a book with you. Always be reading. Always be understanding. Always be prepared to look at somebody else's perspective, from somebody else's perspective, and sharing opinions, because that's how you truly grow and learn and become wise. Folks, I'm Dave. It is Tuesday, October 8, 2019. Have a great day. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.